Welcome back. Today we're going deeper into VS Code accessibility, the parts that make local work feel manageable instead of crowded.
And this is especially important before Challenge 10, go local, right? Once you're making a local commit, VS Code becomes the place where you edit, check, search, run commands, and recover when something gets confusing.
Exactly. This chapter continues the VS Code setup work from the previous chapter, but it moves from basic orientation into power tools. We're talking keyboard navigation, the problems panel, the terminal, Copilot chat, accessible help, accessible view, accessible diff, accessibility signals, speech features, and markdown authoring.
So not one magic setting, more like a set of reliable paths through a busy app.
Let's start with focus. In VS Code, you can jump to the major areas directly. Control plus shift plus E for Explorer, Control plus shift plus F for search, Control plus shift plus G for source control, Control plus shift plus X for extensions, Control plus for the terminal, Control plus Alt plus I for Copilot chat, Control plus shift plus P for the command palette, Control plus 1 for the editor, and Control plus shift plus M for problems.
Mac listeners should translate those as CMD for control and option for Alt where appropriate. That's easy to forget when you're listening instead of looking at a table.
Right, those shortcuts are your reset points. If VS Code feels noisy, don't hunt around the screen first. Send focus somewhere known, like Control plus 1 for the editor or Control plus Shift plus P for the command palette.
I like that because focus loss is one of those moments where people blame themselves. But the fix can just be, go back to a known area.
Inside the editor, the movement shortcuts matter just as much. Control plus Home and Control plus End move to the beginning or end of a file. Control plus G lets you jump to a line number or to a line and column with a pattern like 10. 5. Control plus P opens a file by name, Alt plus Z toggles word wrap, Control plus equals and Control plus change the editor font size, Control plus M toggles tab focus mode, and Control plus Shift plus opens breadcrumb navigation.
Tab focus mode is worth calling out. When it's on, tab moves between interface controls instead of inserting a tab character into the file. That's a big difference for screen reader users moving through widgets.
Find is another anchor. Control plus F opens find in the current file, and the toggles are Alt plus C for match case, Alt plus W for whole word, and Alt plus R for regular expression search. Screen readers announce those toggles as checkboxes, space changes them, and the match count is announced as you type. F3 and Shift plus F3 move through results, and Escape closes find while returning focus to the last cursor position.
And replace is Control plus H. Then Control plus Shift plus 1 replaces the current match, while Control plus Alt plus Enter replaces all matches. That's one of those shortcuts where I want people to pause before using Replace All.
Global search is Control plus Shift plus F, and it searches across the workspace. The same case Word and Regex toggles work there, and you can tab to include or exclude file filters. Useful glob patterns include docs slash asterisk, MD for markdown files in a docs folder asterisk, agent.md for agent definition files, GitHub slash asterisk asterisk for everything inside the GitHub folder, and node modules slash asterisk asterisk to keep that folder out of results.
Tree views have their own fast filter too. In Explorer or Source Control, focus the tree and start typing part of a file name. VS Code opens a little filter field, narrows the tree, and Escape clears it.
For Markdown, Control plus Shift plus O opens a symbol picker filled with headings. Type a few letters, press Enter, and you're there. In Explorer, up and down move through items, right arrow expands a folder, left arrow collapses it, Enter opens a file, F2 renames, delete deletes, and Control plus N starts a new file that you'll save with Control plus S.
The learning card version is pretty practical. Use Control plus G for line jumps, listen for find counts, use Control plus down in the keyboard shortcuts editor when your screen reader announces that hint, turn on word wrap at high zoom, and use breadcrumbs or quick open when the file tree is too much.
The problems panel is where VS Code collects errors, warnings, and informational messages from tools like Markdownlint, ESLint, or Pylance. Open it with Control plus Shift plus M, or jump through problems from the editor with F8 and Shift plus F8.
What does a problem entry actually contain? Because a red icon alone doesn't help if you aren't using the screen visually.
Each entry includes severity, the message, the source tool, the file name, and the line number. A screen reader should read those pieces together, and pressing Enter on a problem row jumps straight to the source line. The status bar also shows the current errors and warnings count, and it updates as files change.
So if Markdownlint complains about a heading, I can open problems, hear the message in line, press Enter, fix it, and use F8 for the next issue without manually searching the file.
The integrated terminal is where local Git work often happens. Control plus opens it, and from there you can run commands like git status, git add, git commit, or test commands for project.
Terminals can be the noisiest part of the whole editor. A command prints a lot of text, focus moves, a prompt appears, and suddenly you're not sure what changed.
VS Code's terminal shell integration helps by making command boundaries clearer. When shell integration is available, VS Code can better identify prompts, command output, command success, and command failure. That improves navigation, accessibility signals, and the ability to review output after the fact.
So the habit is not just type a command and hope. Run the command, read the output, and confirm whether the prompt has returned.
Yes, if output streams quickly, use Accessible View or the terminal's accessible reading features to review it in a calmer reading surface. You can also create or switch terminals from the terminal controls or command palette, but the key idea is to keep track of which terminal is active before running a command.
And if the terminal steals focus when I didn't expect it, Control plus one gets me back to the editor. That one shortcut can save a lot of frustration.
Copilot Chat in VS Code has its own accessibility patterns. You can open it with Control plus Alt plus I or by running Chat, open Chat from the command palette.
And Chat has modes now. Learners may hear Ask, Edit, and Agent mode and wonder which one they are in.
Ask mode is for questions and explanations. Edit mode helps propose changes to files. Agent mode can plan and work across files and may ask for confirmation or interact with the terminal. Chat participants, such as at Workspace, at VS Code, or at Terminal, help aim the question at a particular context.
The accessibility issue I hear most is Copilot answered, but I don't know how to read the whole response without getting lost.
That's where Accessible View is useful, especially for streamed responses. After Copilot responds, open Accessible View and read the response in a stable text surface. In Agent mode, pay attention to question prompts, confirmation choices, and terminal focus, because the workflow can move between chat, editor, and terminal. Accessible Help is a context-aware keyboard guide. If you're in the editor and press Alt plus H, or open the Accessible Help command from the command palette, VS Code gives shortcuts and guidance for the current area.
So it changes depending on where focus is. Help in the editor is not the same as help in the terminal or a list.
Exactly. In the editor, Accessible Help might remind you about navigation, selection, and screen reader commands for that context. It's useful when you know where you are but can't remember the local controls.
Accessible View is a little different. That's for reading content that may be dynamic, temporary, or hard to reach directly.
Yes, open it with the Open Accessible View command, or use the assigned shortcut if your setup has one. It can present things like Copilot responses, hover documentation, terminal output, or other dynamic content in a readable view. For Copilot, ask the question, wait for the answer, open Accessible View, read, copy anything you need, then return to chat or the editor.
And for hover documentation, the pattern is similar. Trigger the hover, open Accessible View, read it without chasing a floating box, then close it when you're done.
The Accessible Diff Viewer helps with changes. Open a diff, then use the Accessible Diff Viewer command to review additions, deletions, modifications, and line information without visually scanning side-by-side panes. During the workshop, that's useful before committing, when checking a pull request, or when reviewing markdown edits.
Diff audio cues can help too, as long as they don't become noise. A sound for an inserted or deleted line can be helpful when you're moving through a change.
Accessibility signals are VS Code's way of giving non-visual feedback for events. They can use sound, announcements, or both, depending on the signal and your settings.
So this is not just one beep for everything. Different events can have different signals.
Right, there are signals for editor events, diffs, terminals, chat, and Copilot, debugging, editor actions, voice features, and code actions. To explore them, use the commands that list signal sounds and signal announcements. You can also control volume, which matters if you rely on a screen reader, system audio, and VS Code sounds at the same time.
When do you actually want them on?
For this workshop, I would prioritize signals that help you catch problems and state changes, errors and warnings, terminal command failed, chat response received, and meaningful diff changes. I would be careful with position-based signals if they fire too often while you arrow through code. If you used older audio cue settings, search settings for accessibility signals and audio cues so you can migrate to the current signal settings.
So audio can reduce uncertainty, but only if it's tuned. Too many cues can make VS Code feel busier, not clearer.
VS Code Speech adds voice input and output features through the VS Code Speech extension. Once it's installed, you can dictate into the editor, speak prompts to Copilot chat, and listen to chat responses.
That's useful for fatigue too, not only for vision access. Typing a long prompt or a paragraph of markdown can be tiring.
Exactly. Editor dictation turns speech into text where the cursor is. Voice in Copilot chat lets you speak your request instead of typing it. Text-to-speech can read Copilot responses automatically after voice input, or you can manually trigger read aloud for a response.
And then there's Hey Code, the hands-free activation phrase.
Yes, if it's supported and enabled in your environment. Speech settings also cover language configuration, voice behavior, and related commands. If voice is central to your workflow, it's worth assigning custom key bindings for the commands you use most and checking platform support before you rely on it during a timed activity.
I would also test it in a quiet moment, not 5 minutes before a live commit. Microphone permissions and language settings are much easier to fix when you're not under pressure.
Markdown authoring in VS Code comes up constantly in this course. You're editing README, issue text, contribution notes, and sometimes agent definition files.
Markdown preview helps, but I don't want listeners to feel like preview is the only way to understand the document.
Right, the preview is useful and you can open it when you want to check rendered structure. But the outline view and Control plus Shift plus O are often faster for headings. The Markdownlet extension catches common formatting issues, and Copilot can help revise Markdown, draft summaries, or suggest clearer wording.
What about shortcuts?
Use the keyboard shortcuts editor to find or assign Markdown-related commands, including preview commands and any formatting helpers you prefer. The bigger workshop reason is quality. Clean Markdown makes issues, pull requests, plans, and documentation easier for maintainers and other contributors to read.
What should someone do when VS Code just feels tangled? Too many panels, too much speech, not sure where focus went.
Start simple, press Escape once or twice to close transient widgets, then Control plus 1 to return to the editor. If you need a tool, open it directly. Control plus Shift plus M for problems, Control plus Shift plus F for search, Control plus for terminal, or Control plus Shift plus P for the command palette. If content is hard to read, try Accessible View. If you don't know the local controls, open Accessible Help.
And if the problem is not your memory but the interface changing, go back to trusted references.
Yes, the VS Code accessibility documentation and the GitHub guide for Copilot accessibility in VS Code are the main references for these features. The course appendices on VS Code and screen reader shortcuts are also useful when you want a compact reminder.
The real win here is confidence. You can move to a known area, inspect messages, read dynamic content, tune audio feedback, and keep working locally without losing the thread.